The Tampa Bay Lightning winning game three, looking for a win in game four. We know that Ben Bishop is banged up, but he gutted it out in game three, and they won. And he will be doing the same thing tonight. Guy who's been covering the Lightning all series long and, of course, into the playoffs, Joe Smith, joins us once again. Joe, there's a lot of speculating. You're very close to that team. Any guesses on what Bishop's injury is?
Well, there's only guesses at this point and speculation since there's not any confirmation from the team or Bishop. But it certainly looks like it's the left side, whether that's a hip or a groin. I mean, that's all speculation at this point. But clearly he's being limited in what he can do movement-wise. And those are just a couple of guesses right there.
What, if anything, has anybody got an eye on the treatment pattern for Bishop? What are they doing? I mean, do we know if they're shooting him up for games and in between games? I know we don't even know if the injury is, so it's a tough question. Are they just keeping him out of the rink or what?
Well, he's been pretty visible, actually. He's in the locker room. He's been tying up the laces on his skates, and so he hasn't been behind closed doors the whole time. I think he's been hidden behind a magic curtain. But it's hard to tell what the treatment pattern is other than the fact that he's been having it for certain parts of the day.
If Vasilevsky has to come in, his playoff numbers aren't great, but there's a lot of people in Tampa Bay, Joe, that are very high on him. What do you feel he does best in goal when he's on his game? And, how much of a drop-off would it be from Bishop to Vasilevsky when Bishop clearly right now is 100%?
Well, obviously it would be a blow if Bishop didn't start, but I don't think it'll be that big of a drop-off. Cooper called it 1 and 1A between him and Vasilevsky. And Vasilevsky is obviously a young kid, not a lot of experience, but he's one of the top goalie prospects that have been around in the last 15 years, and goalie of the future for this team. So I think that he's really athletic, just like Bishop, big, technically sound. He's a guy who's played in some big moments and both in the KHL and for Russia internationally. So not like he's afraid of the big moments. So I think that they would be confident if he had to come in and play one game.
Now, Joe, going into this next game, I see it this way, and correct me if I'm wrong. I think it can become a short series if Tampa wins it. I mean, we know the numbers when it's 3-1. If the Blackhawks win, it's game on. But they've got to feel real good, given that Bishop has struggled in terms of his condition. He's played very well. If they can get ahead 3-1 with Bishop hobbling around, they're going to have to feel real good about themselves.
Oh, definitely. They feel really good about themselves right now, really confident considering they won game three in Chicago and how they did it, come from behind in that third period. But You're right. I mean, making it 3-1 is a big difference. It's hard to beat the Lightning team, three straight games, and that's what they'd have to do. The Blackhawks would. It's a win if the Lightning won tonight. The Lightning didn't lose three in a row all year in the regular season. So winning tonight would be really big in taking the stranglehold of this series.
Looking at the ice time, Steven Stamkos has played a lot more minutes the last few games. Tyler Johnson's not taken any faceoffs. He is clearly banged up, Joe. Lots of guys are injured at this type of year, but just the velocity on his shot, it looks like Johnson's injury is severely limiting what he can do on the ice.
It is definitely limiting him. I mean, you can tell by, Andre Palat taking all the face-offs on that line, and definitely don't see him having this heart of a shot. So I'm sure that'll be revealed after the playoffs are over, what kind of injury he has. But he still has 13 goals, which leads the NHL, and he can still be a factor, even though he's limited, as you can see.
A lot was made about the ice time of Stamkos earlier in the series. That was essentially brushed off as circumstance. Are we sure that's the case? At this time of year, as we've said, there's bumps and bruises. Is Stamkos pretty clean as far as you know?
Yeah. He's as healthy as you can be after 104 games in the season. But I haven't noticed anything different with his shot or with his skating ability. And I think it's just a matter of Cooper's just a different coach. He doesn't usually play his forwards over the 20-minute threshold. He'll play Hedman and Strahlman that much, but he has a deep forward. They want to spread things around and keep guys fresh. And I think Stamkos plays 18 to 19 minutes. It's a pretty good ideal situation for him. So I don't think there's a problem with that or any issues of why.
Joe Smith joining us. Of course, a beat reporter for the Lightning. He's in Chicago game four tonight. The Hawks and the Bolts. the matchups, Joe, like Victor Hedman, you've seen him way more than we have all year long. And, you know, the emergence of him, it wasn't, a Drew Doughty-like development. But, you know, he is now one of the elite defenders in the game. When you look at him from now even till 2 years ago, what's been the biggest improvement in his overall game the last few years?
Well, he's always had the tools, the speed and skill and smarts, but I think he just kind of put the total package together. It takes a while for a defenseman, a young defenseman, to make his way in this league. He really improved his defensive game. He changed his workout plans the last couple of years and gotten stronger and more explosive. And he's in a system now with John Cooper that allows him to be free and more freedom to go in the offensive zone, which is his game since he went to Sweden. And having Strahlman, his partner, just made everything kind of like a perfect storm for him to have this kind of a huge year, the last 2 years especially for Hedman.
Joe, one quick one still on that. To me, very impressive is Anton Strahlman. Hedman's been a slow, steady, upward development. Strahlman's come in and just been a total compliment. To me, he just adds so much depth to that team.
Oh, yeah, he was the biggest offseason acquisition for them by far. I mean, he really, as you mentioned, solidified that top four, and to have a guy who can play in all situations, a guy who can play 20 minutes, who can face other teams' top line. He's just so calm. They call him Mr. Casual, just how calm and he is under pressure and smooth the puck. And you know, there's no, as Cooper said, he may never win a Norris Trophy, but his partner probably will because it makes him look so good. So I think that's going to be the case maybe next year with Victor Hedman.
Joe, enjoy the game tonight. It's a huge one in this series, of course. The Lightning could take a stranglehold. Meanwhile, the Hawks trying to get back in it. Appreciate your time, as always.
Hey, no problem. Anytime, guys. Have a good one.